But my whole world was Dasarampa. Nothing else existed. My ambition was just to go and be with Baba. Anything that made me happy was connected with Baba. Anything that hurt me was because of Baba. If I ever felt that he was a little indifferent to me, that has been the key thing to my joy or otherwise. And Baba knew it. If Baba wanted to work on me sometimes, that's how he would do, you know. Just feign indifference. As Rano said years later when we were sitting and talking, when Baba was indifferent to someone and that person felt very much, Rano explained, because Rano herself had been through it. And she said, you know, she said, just think what a lot of effort it takes Baba to be indifferent. Because, you know, loving, being, you know, attentive, all this is characteristic of him. He's all love. So in order not to show that love and to appear indifferent, how much effort that must take it? Which means he's not indifferent. His attention is all the more on you if he pretends to be, you know, not having seen you or you're not there or things like that. Mine would be like, that's the only thing that's gotten a rise out. If Baba's gotten a rise out of me and I would go in a mood or in a huff, would be when I thought Baba was being indifferent to me. And this little incident I had said before, but it's the most graphic for me to refer to. For instance, I used to read to Baba detective stories, Budal stories, Tolkien stories, Poirot stories, you know, all variety of books there'd be. Sometimes I'd start a book and Baba didn't like it, would close it. And it would be here in Mehrazad, in the room, in Baba's room. We'd be all seated around, the women, and Baba would be sitting on the bed. This room was not just his bedroom, it was his room. And so he would be sitting on the bed with his feet on the cushion that you see under the bed, and the window facing him, which he called his television. He says, that's my television. So, and sometimes the reading would be for a short time, sometimes it would be for a long time. There were many variety of books, but I would use many voices in reading the book. Each character had a different voice. I counted once. One book was so full of characters, I was using 12 voices. And one day Baba told me, he said, you know, I like it when you read because I feel I'm looking at watching a play. That made me happy. So, now sometimes, after all, it was not very easy always to go on and on reading to Baba. It was much longer than an hour or sometimes an hour and a half, especially after lunch, you know, when your eyes won't stay open and you're feeling so sleepy, but you've got to go on reading. Sometimes I wouldn't even hear what I was reading. And when others would laugh, I said, What happened? They said, but you're reading it. I said, yes, but I wasn't listening. You know, please. Yeah. So, and I keep a wet handkerchief sometimes, hold the book up and put the wet handkerchief over my eyelids to help them. This is only at certain times. I mean, the rest of the time I was quite all right and really enjoyed reading them to Baba. But one day what happened was I had not been well. I had a headache and I had unfortunately taken a codopirin because my headache was bad. Now codopirin, what it does to you is your throat gets dry and your voice gets hoarse. But no matter, I just kept on reading. And I am in distance for Baba and my heart was in it and I was reading. Just then, Baba turns to somebody near me, one of us sitting there, says, you got a headache. We all stop and look at that person. And that person, it seemed to me from the way she answered, didn't really have one. But she said, no, Baba, just slight. But to please Baba, maybe she was. Anyway, she said, just a slight headache. Oh, she said, Baba looked very concerned. He said, call God. And now my mind is emotional tumor. I mean, here, look at my headache, huge headache. Well, I'm practically dying, but I'm struggling on to read to Baba. And it's just about dead. And here, somebody who's got a slight headache is made such a fuss about, and Gaur's called, and Baba says, Gaur, you know, what about her? Poor, she's got a headache. Aren't you going to do something about it? And I just can't believe it. And I'm just like, so, is God, you know, she has a headache, but he doesn't know, I'm great big headache that I've got, he doesn't know, I'm practically dying, but struggling on for him. Well, if that's the case, all right, I don't care. So then Baba has something given to her, and the others protesting, no, it's not really a headache, it's just, you know, just a slight. Okay, the whole episode is over, you made such a big deal over something that wasn't practically non-existent, but he hadn't given a look to something that was really worthwhile. So I go on reading. And a few moments go by, half a minute maybe, a minute maybe. Baba stops and says, have you got a headache? Oh no, I haven't got a headache. No. He asks me, have you got a headache? Oh no, no. You sure? Quite. There's nothing the matter with me. I go on reading. And Baba knows, and I know. So this play up is gone, and before you know it, and then Baba says, come over. I said, no, there's nothing to come over. Come on. So I go over, I get an embrace, I get a thing. And those are the times that he could always catch me. I would always trip over this kind of thing. Always got to rise out of me. If nothing else did, this would always, every time, which wasn't often. But then I realized he was playing. It was, that also was a play of affection. Like teasing is. But I never got used to it. To me, I was so sensitive about Baba's love. Baba was so much center of everything that even as a child, this one thing I just couldn't.